Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Russiagate, always in the news these days. However, quietly, we're waiting John Durham's investigation of Russiagate matters from 2016, 2017, 2018. John Durham, the special counsel. At the same time, there's Russiagate information in the news. And I welcome Devin Nunes, who is the guru, the executive in charge of Truth Social. But in his previous life, he was a member of Congress. And part of his duties as member of Congress was to chair the House Intelligence Committee 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. That was the first instance of revealing that the Russiagate story was a hoax. The first information we had was out of Devin's committee. And one of his investigators, Kash Patel, has been in the news these days following the Mar-a-Lago event, the raid, so-called, on former President Donald Trump's residence in Florida, seeking documents. Unclear what kind of documents, although Kash Patel is now on ABC News within these last days, saying that some of the search involved Russiagate documents. Kash Patel also says that he was deputized by Donald Trump to go to the National Archives, along with journalist John Solomon of Just the News, and recover non-public administration records about Russiagate. This all surrounds a very large story of what we haven't seen, but what we have been led to believe is true, that the hoax had a fundamental error at the beginning, the opening of the FBI investigation called Crossfire Hurricane. And errors were made that were then compounded and led to other allegations against Donald Trump, so that it wasn't just his campaign that was being investigated by the FBI, but also the period between election and inauguration, when he was president-elect with his people around him, and then continuing in the presidency of Donald Trump, either through the FBI or through the Mueller Committee or a combination of both. It's all very vague. So, Devin, I welcome you, and I tell a quick anecdote. In conversation with Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page, in these last days, we were talking about two columns that Dan has written week after week about the mystery of the Mar-a-Lago raid, so-called, by the FBI. And we concluded with this very unsatisfactory conclusion. The more we learn about the raid, the less we know about the raid. So I come to you. Is there any emerging clarity from your point of view of what the FBI was seeking, or why it is there are now loud statements of suspicion that part of what the FBI was seeking was the Russiagate matter about the hoax? Good evening to you.
John, all I can add to this would be that Dan Henniger from the Wall Street Journal, I think, said it exactly correct. And that is, it just continues to be more and more fog surrounding all of this. So what can I add to your listeners in terms of clarity? Maybe the first component would be, let's talk about the Russia hoax documents that our committee was able to obtain. We were able to see them. President Trump, on numerous occasions, very publicly said that they were all declassified. And somehow, at the end of the administration, these very important documents that, and I say very important, showing Department of Justice and the FBI's total corruption and coercion with, or collusion, I should say, with the Clinton campaign people and senior people of the Obama-Biden administration. So these documents clearly were declassified. They should be out. And when I was told at the time, this is back in 21, you know, when I asked, where are these documents at? They said, oh, well, they're going to be on, you know, at the archives. Well, lo and behold, here a few months ago, we learned from John Solomon, Just the News, and Kash Patel, who the president designated to go and begin to go through his archive files, they're not there. Now, that's where we kind of lose a lot of, you know, any clarity at all on anything. That's the only thing I can speak to. Now, let's go to Mar-a-Lago, the Mar-a-Lago raid. Of course, the FBI and the fake news don't want anybody to call it a raid when, in fact, that's exactly what it was. We don't know what it was they were looking for, and I'm not sure they even know themselves. It looks to me like it's an investigation in search of a crime. And I think you only have to, you notice that just from the warrant that President Trump pushed to have released to the public, because it's a general warrant essentially saying you can get anything and everything that you want that has anything to do with President Trump's presidency. Well, I mean, hell, outside of the walls and in the lamps at Mar-a-Lago, they could have taken everything. And, you know, the fact that it seems to be out there that they went through the president's wardrobe, Melania's wardrobe. I mean, this is really, really bad stuff because of this warrant being so general. And then you take on top of that, that the magistrate judge is someone who is known in kind of conservative circles as the Epstein Island judge, because before he was a judge, he was a lawyer for the now infamous Jeffrey Epstein, who supposedly committed suicide, and now his longtime accomplice is now going to serve, I don't know, 20 or 30 or 40 years in prison for sex trafficking, which, of course, we know that Clinton and many other people were buddies with Epstein and went out to the so-called Epstein Island. So if you didn't need to be any more foggier than that, this judge, who just became a magistrate judge, is in charge of approving this warrant and is now supposedly going to look at the affidavit. That's what happened late last week, whether or not the public's going to get to see the affidavit, which, you know, we've been down that road numerous times, John, when we were during the Russia hoax investigation, because we always got stonewalled by the Department of Justice and the FBI. And then just on top of that, President Trump has filed a lawsuit in the same federal district in Palm Beach against many of the Russia hoaxers. And this same judge, this Epstein Island linked judge, actually recused himself from that lawsuit. So now, why this judge thought that it would be a good idea for him to approve this warrant, I don't know. And I think maybe they just went through there looking for anything and everything they could get. And I can tell you, I mean, look, in terms of those Russia hoax documents, it's very likely these same FBI and DOJ officials who have been involved outside of the two lovebirds, Strzok and Page and those, and some of the ones who have been fired, and of course, Kleinsmith, who pled guilty for changing documents before the FISA court. It appears like the same, and this is stories that just broke last week, that the same FBI agents, a lot of these senior guys and DOJ people, were involved in this from the very beginning, including working for the corrupt Mueller investigation that was, you know, also a complete hoax that tried to essentially prosecute the president for obstructing justice on a crime that was never committed, which was kind of a novel working theory. These are the same guys that used 200-year-old statutes. Those same people, a lot of those senior people, are the same G-men that were involved with Mueller, then moved over to the Whitmer case. This is supposedly the Michigan governor that was supposedly kidnapped. Well, now we learn that, you know, 2/3 of the people involved in that were all working for the feds themselves. So it looks like a setup job. These same people then moved over to the January 6th investigation, John, which continues to be even more murky in terms of, you know, they can't find the guy who planted the pipe bomb. There's, you know, people that are on video telling him to go into the Capitol, and, you know, the night before and the day of, who are just living, running around free. Meanwhile, you've got people who didn't even enter the Capitol, who are rotting in prison, who haven't even been able to see the light of day. So these are the same G-men, FBI, DOJ officials that are doing that. Well, now those same guys and gals are the ones who went and did the raid at Mar-a-Lago. So this is, look, it's beginning to really look like there's some number of people within the FBI and the Department of Justice and the Obama-Biden administration that are now senior people in the Biden administration. I don't know if there's 20 of them in this cabal, 30 of them, 50 of them, but they seem to have an absolute stranglehold over the National Security Division of the Department of Justice. And just to finally, why is that important? Why is the National Security Division, Department of Justice, so important to this? Well, it's because it's the one area of law where you cross sections, where you go overseas, where you run investigations on people overseas, where people don't have all their constitutional rights. And this is what's been a big issue that Congress has grappled with for 20 years, because people had concerns over the constitutionality of a lot of the provisions that allowed the Justice Department and the FBI and other intelligence agencies to use this law and not grant normal constitutional rights to people. And this is that cabal. They have a stranglehold inside of the Justice Department and our intelligence agencies. And I don't know, John, like I said, there's got to be at least 20 of them. Maybe it's 30, maybe it's a few more, but those are the people that ultimately the Republicans are going to have to investigate, figure out who they are, how have they survived this long, what was their involvement in Mueller hoax investigation, the Whitmer fake kidnapping debacle, the January 6th investigation and how people are being treated and their rights are being trampled on, and now I guess you can call it the panty raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Devin speaks of the warrant. I read from Attachment B of the warrant on the raid, so-called, on Mar-a-Lago. All physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation, and then there's a reading of U.S. Code. And number C is the one that made me smile. C, any government and or presidential records created between January 20th, 2017 and January 20th, 2021. That's everything, Devin. Absolutely everything. They went in there looking for the whole earth. Who knows what they took out of them? And after your very careful presentation of these matters, I know less than I did before, Devin. The actual exchange with Dan Henniger went like this. Dan, the less I know, The more I learn of this raid, the less I know. And Dan said, join the club. So, Devin, I welcome you to the club, too. But I turn to one place where I know I can watch John Solomon and you. And you do a great favor of retruthing people who we're watching on Russiagate, Cash Patel, etc. Truth Social is the one place I can go where I'm confident that Russiagate matters are not going to be canceled or suppressed or in some way manicured. That is no longer the case on your competition. Profoundly no longer the case at Twitter. It's just not trustworthy. Now, do you hear from your members, from the people who are joining, that they appreciate this fact, this small fact, that there's freedom of speech on Truth Social?
Well, John, when I left Congress, it was precisely because I had written the book that we covered called Countdown to Socialism in 2020. And sadly, not knowingly, but I predicted everything that was going to happen. And yet it was much worse than what I even thought in terms of the tech tyrants' ability to not only take 95% of the fake news, but then when it goes through that funnel of the social networking companies, these big tech platforms, which there's only a few of them that people are on, and it's essentially Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, you can really manipulate to the average person what's happening or not happening and put fake news in front of them. So Countdown to Socialism was written in around the summer of 2020. Hunter Biden laptop fiasco happens. Amazon and numerous other big tech companies destroy Parler. And then in 2021, I run around the country saying, look, guys, we can't even communicate. We don't even have basic communications here. And we're in the middle of a propaganda war for the survival of our democratic republic. So, you know, it made sense to me when President Trump said, hey, why don't you come and run this new startup? You know, I said, absolutely, because everything that was happening in Congress, you know, the average person wasn't learning about it. And probably the best example of it is the Russiagate hoax, and that you still had it in 2020 when they went to the polls, the American people, you had half of the American people believe that Trump and Republicans had something to do with Russia still. And after spending 4 years of my life dealing with that hoax, I said, my gosh, this is a disaster. And then all the tech companies clamping down, and as you made the point, they continue to clamp down every single day. Somebody, they're now going after John, and I think you'll find this interesting. The tech companies are now going after the social media platforms, are going after, I would say, mid-tier investigative reporters. And in fact, just recently, a reporter who I don't know personally, but who did a lot of reporting on the Russiagate hoax, a guy by the name of Paul Sperry, who writes for Real Clear Investigations. You know, this is somebody who had a few hundred thousand followers. He, only thing I know he wrote about was essentially the Russiagate hoax. You know, he was banned from the social media platforms just in the last days. So clearly there is the effort is ongoing to silence the American people. And over the course of the last 2 weeks, in this really dark chapter of American history, I can't say that I was surprised that they would stoop to this level in terms of doing the panty raid on Mar-a-Lago. But this is just a little bit shocking, but I can just say thank God for True Social. If we didn't exist, John, your point that you made at this, when you asked me this question, where would people know all the great, you know, where would they be able to find all these great Russiagate investigators? They're not going to find them on the social media platform. So we're essentially the only game in town that is allowing the American people to have their voice, to get uncensored political information on what their government is or is not doing.
Devin Nunes, the guru, the executive, the guide for Truth Social, which is easy enough. You just access it and you can start to read. Follow Devin. I recommend, because he is very careful to re-truth anyone who approaches this mystery of what were they looking for at Mar-a-Lago besides trouble. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.